Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. What happens when you combine the jaw-dropping acrobatics of Cirque du Soleil with the creative genius of Diane Paulus, the ART's artistic director? You get Emma Luna, a Cirque du Soleil show that opened in Boston just last night. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited a recent rehearsal and has this story.
Cirque du Soleil is known for its almost superhuman performers, like the half-dozen muscle-bound guys you hear launching each other high into the air under the big top. The international touring company's acrobats hail from Japan, Russia, Colombia, Spain, China, and they're some of the best. Diane Paulus says the gender makeup of the cast is usually 70% male, 30% female.
And we do the exact opposite ratio in Emma Luna. So it's a real first for Cirque du Soleil to put women as the dominant ratio, and also to make this priority of making a story that centers on women's strengths and women's values.
In 2010, Cirque du Soleil's creative team invited Paulus to develop this homage to women. The director recently made Time magazine's list of the world's 100 most influential people. She's taken on everything from robot operas to Tony Award-winning reimaginings of Pippin, the Gershwins' Porgy and Bess, and the Glass Menagerie. In between all that, Paulus found the time to run away with this all-human circus.
I had been a big admirer of Cirque du Soleil for years, and I knew that taking on this project would stretch my brain in ways it had not been stretched, I should say my body as well.
Paulus is stretching the acrobats, too, with new acts and a beefed-up narrative. The plot lines in most of Cirque du Soleil's touring shows are loose and thematic. But for Emma Luna, Paulus developed a fuller story, even if there was no dialogue.
I was very interested in how to create a structure to the acrobatics that was tracking actual character journey and arc.
For the story, Paulus looked to the Greek myths of Demeter and Persephone, also Shakespeare.
I thought a lot about the character of Miranda from The Tempest, of a young girl who has been maybe unexposed to the real world, who needs to come of age.
And she conjured Miranda's father, Prospero, but instead makes her a queen called Prospera.
She plays the cello, flying in the air.
The story is set on a magical island governed by goddesses and the cycles of the moon. Now, that could come off as New Agey, which is exactly what Cirque's creative team hoped to avoid.
We didn't want to have a woman's agenda show. You know, it's not about just trying to make a point. It was about trying to communicate a sense of balance.
That's Cirque du Soleil director of creation Fernand Rainville. He says Paulus's fresh perspective and skills as a theatrical storyteller helped the acrobats forge deeper connections with their characters. He hopes that translates to the audience, too.
We usually get emotion through the wow factor, which is like, I can't believe I just saw what I saw. But when you can actually push that and make it, you know, to actually care for the performers, then that's a different way of doing it.
Casting took a year, which Paula says is much longer than in theater. She auditioned the acrobats by watching hours of YouTube videos.
I saw women shooting themselves out of cannons, women who could juggle machetes. I saw twin sisters from Spain who could stand on each other's heads.
Ukrainian contortionist Yulia Mikhailova got the part of Miranda, the young girl in Emma Luna. She's been performing stunning balancing acts with Cirque du Soleil shows for 5 years and says working with Diane Paulus is a big change.
Because she always did theater, like Broadway in New York. So she tried make for Cirque du Soleil some different kind of her style.
Mikhailova, who's 29, says being an actor is hard work. Staying in the character of a teenager is not easy while simultaneously doing handstands for her act, which is new and takes place partially underwater. Another first for Paulus's show involves a sport we usually see in the Olympics.
Uneven bars are such a great female gymnast sport. And we had the idea of creating a group act of uneven bar athletes.
It's highly choreographed with 6 to 8 gymnasts swinging at once. They trained in Montreal for 6 months. Brittany Urbain says it's hard to share bars because they shake. Timing must be exact. But being part of a story is inspiring to this team of Amazon warriors who protect the island.
It really helps you because, like, for me, it was just you found this inner strength that was always there inside you, and it manifests in each girl in a different way.
Paulus also hired Cirque du Soleil's first all-female band. Berkeley alum Angela Swan plays the guitar.
You know, it's inspiring to other young female musicians to see that there are those opportunities out there, and not just because of your gender, but I think it's a beautiful thing to show how they can be equal to their male counterparts.
The guitarist says it's cool to play on stage with acrobats flying over her head. She also admits her art school friends in New York were really impressed when they heard she'd be working in a circus with Diane Paulus.
That story from WBUR's Andrea Shea. Cirque du Soleil's Amaluna runs through July 6th at the Marine Industrial Park on South Boston's waterfront. You can see videos of some of the acts at our website, radioboston.org.